Hello and welcome to the Power World Podcast with your hosts, Muhammad, Mahmoud, Zaid, Yaya, and Kian.
It's me, Mario!
Interesting stuff on that. It's very interesting.
The game turns out to be an absolute flop. It fails completely.
And then we've got gaming news. We just start off with gaming news, basically. And then at the end, we're going to talk about just very minor. We're going to talk about other movie-based games. And that's pretty much it for today. But we have a main topic, and that's Aliens, Colonial Marines. So let's start off with gaming news. Guys, The Last of Us, who's heard of The Last of Us? Have you heard of The Last of Us?
I have heard of it. It's by Naughty Dog.
It's by Naughty Dog. Naughty Dog is basically the company that made
Uncharted.
And Crash Bandicoot, the first. They've made Crash Bandicoot, didn't you know that?
No.
No, they've made Crash Bandicoot.
Okay.
And
I miss the old Crash games.
Yeah, they were lots of fun. What do you think, Kian?
I'm sorry, I don't know anything about this.
All right.
You don't know Naughty Dog?
I know Naughty Dog and Uncharted, but I don't.
Know Crash Games?
No.
I don't know Crash Games.
Crash, Mind Over Mutant, Crash, anything.
Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah, anything.
Yeah.
I have no idea. All right. I'm sorry.
All right, so The Last of Us basically.
It's like the orange version of Sonic.
So, The Last of Us, their next game, the Naughty Dog next game, it's supposed to be post-apocalyptic. Post-apocalyptic.
Have you seen the trailer for it?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And it's basically that a fungus has killed, like, all people, and there's two survivors.
Dun, dun, dun.
And so they're trying to, like, survive.
Do I need to remind you what is out there?
Once upon a time, I had somebody that I cared about. And in this world, that sort of shit's good for one thing. Getting you killed.
I need something smuggled out of the city.
It's just cargo, Joel.
I just want some simple gear enough to set me on my way.
I reckon it's got something to do with that girl.
It's got everything to do with that little girl.
It can't be any worse than in here. Can it?
We're shitty people, Joel. It's been that way for a long time.
No, we are survivors.
This is our chance.
It is over, Tess!
What are you so afraid of?
You're treading on some mighty thin ice here.
What do we do?
You make every shot count. You see, I believe everything happens for a reason.
We don't have to do this. You know that, right?
After all we've been through, everything that I've done, it can't be for nothing.
It was meant to be the 8th of June. That was when it was meant to be released. But now it's going to be released on the 18th of May.
Yay!
Sorry. 18th of May instead. It was meant to be released, and now it's going to be released on June 8th. It's not a big thing. Naughty Dog has never really delayed a game before.
Yeah.
And this was denounced by Best Buy, so it's just probably just precautions.
All right.
Now, and you know, have you guys noticed that a lot of games now, they're starting to, like, be delayed? I don't know
because
why.
Because they saw all...
And movies.
No.
And movies also are delayed.
A lot of stuff is being delayed.
Well, because they want their game to be special because they've seen before how other games have been, like
they
so much time...
They have their own release date, and that's how they got really big. But if you're... In the same release date as many other games,
it won't have as much hype, so when it comes out, there's not much high expectations. So, you know, that's
and,
much easier for
you.
So, and
but why can't you release it earlier, like a day or two earlier?
Because that's just too mainstream.
They want you to be build up
the hype.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's kind of the reason why they made Battlefield 3 before Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, because
sales.
Because they know that if
they
released it after Modern, because everyone knows that all the Call of Duties like get so much money.
All right, so we just have to wait up to see for The Last
so
of Us.
They released it before, so they don't really get caught up in all that attention.
Yet. I'm excited for The Last of Us. I really want to buy it, so it's not a big thing. So it's just like around 10, right. 20 days.
There will be a new Arkham City game announced to be this year.
Have you guys played Arkham City?
Batman? Oh my god,
yeah,
it's awesome.
No, it's
awesome.
Not called an Arkham City game.
It's called Batman.
Yeah, Batman Arkham game.
Arkham City, Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
Freaking amazing.
By the way, Arkham Asylum had a sale on Steam. It was like $3 like 2 days ago. It was awesome. There's Arkham Asylum. There's going to be a new Arkham game.
Do you know what it's going to be called?
They haven't released the name. They just said that we're making a new Arkham game. That's all they've said.
It would be so funny if they released it December 31st.
Why would it be funny?
Because they said they're going to make a new one this year.
And it's so funny.
Yeah, I know. I'm so funny. Everyone laugh.
So,
I can't make jokes for the life of me.
So that was the gaming news for this week. There wasn't that much going on.
Now let's move on to Alien Colonial Marines.
Yeah, Mahmoud.
Oh my!
I called him up last night. I was like, Mahmoud, the reviews are floating in, and he was like, "Isn't it awesome?" I was like, "No, it's crap." He's still like mourning over it. I was like, I came, and I'm like, "Are you still mourning over Aliens Colonial Marines?" Yeah, I had like super high expectations on it.
Yeah, just like every Call of Duty. I was first. Gearbox, they are known for making like.
Dude, because it's published by Sega. What do you expect?
Sega makes.
Hey, don't
be
mean to Sega. Sega's nice.
Sega's nice. They're not Activision. They're nice.
They're not Activision. I agree with that. I mean, Activision.
Yeah, but the problem with the game was so much hype, and then we get this piece of crap.
I mean,
it's happened with a lot of games.
Yeah. I mean, you can't expect that much from.
Sonic Generations came from Sega.
But Sega was good back then. I mean,
all right, okay, enough talk Sega. Talk about Sega and Gearbox. Not talk about the game.
Now,
what's wrong with the game? It looks when you see it, you say, "Oh, it looks so pretty," and then when you actually go in game, the textures look terrible. Like they're
have
from
you
the
seen
PS2.
Like the ads are awesome. The ads look like super cool.
It's not about looks.
Dude,
it's
the
just,
ads
yeah,
of AC3 are better
the
than
game.
The game.
I know, okay. I know that.
As a person who's watched all the Aliens movies, I kind of felt really excited for this because they said this was going to be an official continuation of the series. After Aliens.
You know what's also an official game? Shrek.
Dude, have you played the Shrek games? Like, somebody gave it as a gift to my little brother. He's like 7. Like, it was so terrible. It was like the worst game I've seen in my life. Like, you look at it, and it makes you want to throw up.
Mahmoud, I feel so bad for you.
Somebody has issues about Shrek.
I'm gonna express my feelings for you.
My dearest condolences. I feel so sorry for you.
Because, like, the movie was, like, the pinnacle of sci-fi movies. And it set the bar for basically anything sci-fi. StarCraft, Warhammer, Warhammer 40K.
Explain to me how Aliens, an alien movie, makes a template for StarCraft and Star Wars and Star Trek and
look, it was a sci-fi movie.
It's not the pinnacle.
It was. This is like think of Aliens as Star Wars, but back
I
in
I think you're
the
focusing
70s.
On Aliens too much.
Yeah,
I mean, like it's the game that we're talking about.
That's the game. That's what it's based off.
Okay, but look. Okay, now we talked about the movie. Let's talk about how bad the game was.
I highly recommend the movie. Okay, go and watch.
I'm not talking
about
the
movie.
Game.
Just the game's based off the movie,
so you
have to talk about the movie.
And okay but that's all right.
Fine. Now let's talk about the bad stuff about the game.
Stupid
AI.
Stupid AI.
Like your teammates just sit there and do nothing. Look, because now, guys, look, there's an alien. I'm just gonna stare at it. Why don't you love me? And then it eats him. That's the whole game with your teammates.
And this is another thing.
Also, something that I really hated about the game is that it's like back in the movie, everyone was scared of the Xenomorphs. So usually in the game you just shoot an alien and he's dead, but like in the movie they were highly for they set up sentries, they started crying, like the ship, like when their ship was coming to rescue them and it crashed, and then they were like they were crying and they were which
is this, like the aliens in the movie are super scary, but the aliens in the actual game, let's just say the actual game, Aliens yeah. Colonial Marines, it's like you're not, it's not even scary. It's not anything like scary. An alien game was meant to be scary.
Yeah, it's just, it's like a first-person shooter, but instead, the stupid AI replacing this Russian.
It's like a super repetitive game.
Call of Duty, but with AI.
But here's the thing that kills it for me. By the second level, after the tutorial, you were fighting humans with guns!
Sir?
We have hostiles firing on us! This is Raider 6-5, returning fire!
Remember your rules
and
objectives to close humans down there.
They're fucking shooting at us, sir!
Captain! We are under attack by human forces in the control room! What the hell is happening out there?
Don't know, sir.
Freaking humans! Instead of, you know, the aliens?
It's like a super repetitive. Exactly, it's Call of Duty with aliens.
Take my $40.
It's like Call of Duty with aliens. It's exactly like Call of Duty with aliens.
Yeah. Okay. And the outdated graphics.
Outdated graphics.
That has nothing to do with the game. I would be perfectly okay, even if it looked like Mario 64. I would be perfectly okay.
You're crazy. But you know, the graphics sucked. The animation sucked.
And there was a bunch of glitches in the game.
And the glitches were just, like, terrible. And, you know, this game is designed for multiplayer. It's designed, quotes. It's designed
Which,
for multiplayer.
There's two modes. There's a campaign and there's a...
It's designed for multiplayer.
AKA
in the
two
campaign,
mini modes.
You drop in
oh,
and
drop
then
in,
you,
drop in.
You drop out. But the map isn't even designed for multiplayers. Don't you think so, Kian?
Yeah, you can't play two players in...
Single player, yeah. It's designed for drop in and drop out gameplay.
It's
but,
ridiculous. It's
but like,
ridiculous.
But like the map.
They nailed in the game is the environments.
The environments.
No, they don't.
They
nailed it completely.
Dude,
it's not how they look. It's like how they really redesigned, like put the movie
into
a game.
What about the story? What about the story of the game? Because this. Supposedly, it is supposed to be a sequel to the first Aliens.
No, it's not. Okay.
You just said that.
No. There are four movies in the Alien trilogy. The first one, Alien, Aliens, Alien 3, and the one that people don't really like to talk about, Alien Resurrection. Which...
First what?
Alien Resurrection.
Alien Resurrection.
Okay, so the game was based off the second movie,
Aliens. And there's going to be Aliens Colonial Marines.
Which takes place a bit after the events of Aliens. But Alien 3 takes, like, many years after.
So just coming back to the game, the map isn't designed for two-player. Even though they say it's drop-in and drop-out, it's not designed for even two-player because the hallways are, like... The hallways are like you can't fit in the hallways, even though you're meant to be like trying to fit. It's two player, you're meant to fit in a hallway. Like in Borderlands 2, they totally nailed it. Like the map was totally designed for two player.
Okay. Let's talk about enough about the gameplay. This story might actually save the game. What do you think about the story, Mahmoud?
I honestly haven't read anything about it or seen anything about it, but I've heard little glimpses of.
The story.
Story.
And, you know, just like there's this one part in the story for the game that people say that it's the only part that's worth the game. And it's the scene where you have no guns and you're trying to sneak around and not get the aliens to notice you.
I think I really, we didn't watch Aliens for the guns and like killing aliens. We watched it for the horror and the sense of being scared of these aliens and they can actually do damage to you. And that level actually kind of nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they should have? They should have made like an open world game where you're trying to survive in an alien world. I know that's probably like maybe like a different game mode where like you're like you have a one life.
Okay, the movie is that they landed on a planet and they tried to find the aliens and they found them and they killed them. That's basically how. And most of the team is wiped out. And there's only a few left.
So guys, we don't want to all talk about movie just like the Aliens Colonial Marines game, because we also wanted to talk about other movie license games. Guys, overall, what do you guys think of movie license games? Like overall, like do you like movie license games or do you hate them?
They're the cancer of the gaming community.
You don't want
them?
No, not really. Not
you know why they usually suck?
Because suck.
Because they wanted to like release with the movie.
So then all the people will be like, the movie's good, so then you know, there's a game, and then the game is like, at the same time as the movie, that means the game is good because the movie was good, must buy $60. And that's how they make their money.
Look, some movie license games are good, like, but some of them are just...
Most of them are bad.
Most of them are terrible, and then some of them are good. Like
there was like the King Kong game, the King Kong game on the PS2. I had it was amazing. Like, you have to build stuff, you have to choose. I would give it like an 8 out of 10.
8?
For a movie license game, that's like heaven.
That's like heaven. That's like saying you're the best game that's ever set foot on planet Earth.
Yeah, for a movie license game.
I mean, like, Keon, what movie license games have you Shrek?
Shrek. My first game I've ever played on my PS3 was the Terminator Salvation.
Did it suck?
First game
Did you
I
see the review?
FIFA. First game I ever played.
Well, yeah, I played FIFA as well. The first game I played was a movie license game.
Terminator Salvation was
I played. I played
that.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, the game.
I played Madagascar.
No, dude, guys, it was an actual good game for the time. The first three Harry Potter games were awesome. I don't know who ruined the rest of the game.
What was your first movie license game you've ever played, Matthew?
Like, what?
It wasn't really a movie license game, but it was a TV show license game.
Just say it.
Teen Titans, the game.
Okay. How was it?
It sucked.
Yeah, it was like some kind of fighting
game. Like Madagascar.
Finding Nemo.
I played Madagascar on my GameCube for a few months, and then my dad took my GameCube and sold it. But without even asking.
I love the Harry Potter games. I love them.
GameCube in the black market.
Look, the game. Like if I play it now, it's the most linear game I've seen in my life. But it was fun.
Get in that door. Why? What? Just get in the door and just shoot everything you see. But what about strategy? No, forget strategy. There's no such thing as strategy, tactics, or flanking. Those things don't exist. Even though we can probably just talk with the people inside instead of just going in, just killing everyone with your wand, which is somehow a machine gun in game.
Here's the thing with movie license game. And this is something, like, game developers know this. Stories, you don't start with your story first. You always decide on the gameplay mechanics, and then you start with the story. These guys are limited on a story. Like, the Shrek first, it was, like, the worst game I've played in my life. You go walk forward, you see an arena. You kill every single freaking person that you see. You go forward a little bit more, you see another arena.
I'm sorry, but
it's like Call of Duty. Instead, the arena is just Russian.
You know what's even worse than movie license games?
Call of Duty?
Game license movies!
No!
I don't think there's such a thing as a game.
There are.
Yeah.
There's a Tomb Raider movie, there's a Max Payne movie.
I'm pretty sure there's somehow a Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah, I think there's a Street Fighter movie and there's like a Tekken movie.
No!
Imagine the whole movie is just one fight and the rest is credits.
And, what, like, the thing that...
And they even made Street Fighter the movie, the game.
You know?
They make a movie license game of a game license movie. And they made the game, which was the... That's so stupid.
After 7 months of fighting, the civil war in Chateau may have reached the turning point. The capital has just fallen.
In December 1994, the forces of freedom will face a power mad dictator in a struggle for the fate of the world.
And here's the other thing. I think, you know how, and we, you remember extra credits? He actually said this. You don't start with the story first. You do the gameplay mechanics, and then you do the story. These guys are limited on a story. They have a story which works for a movie. It doesn't work for a game.
You know what makes movie license games bad?
Random explosions?
No. Because when you're trying to make a movie license game, you don't make the game two or three years after the movie. You want to get the movie or before the movie, so they don't have a lot of time to make it.
But they already have the script.
Why don't they just start making the game like 2 or 1 year later, then to contact
they won't have any sales. It's like, I saw the movie like 3 years ago. The next one is already out. What else do you guys have about movie license games? They suck.
They're terrible and abomination.
Okay, here are good movie license games. The Lego video games. Who's played the Lego video games?
Lego Star Wars.
Lego Star Wars.
I mean, movie license game, they changed nothing. Nothing is new for you. They actually changed something in the Legos. It kind of gets better. Have you played anyone?
They actually put effort into that.
Yeah, I know. There's this new one, the Lord of the Rings one. They've actually took lines from the movie and they've put it inside the game. And the game looks like awesome. It looks super, super cool.
So begins the tale of the One Ring. Forged for the Dark Lord. Rule all of Middle-earth. But even as evil consumes this land, there is still a hero who can save us. No, not him. Nor him. Nor her. Nor that. No, the short one. No, not him either. The Hobbit. Oh, come on, the other one. Frodo. Yes. He is the one. That one that must bear this burden. And so, now the adventure begins.
Not the beard!
Lord of the Rings.
I think there's more to this, Hobbit, than meets the eye. Mithril.
There was a Lego DC Heroes or something like that, where it was like Batman and Superman together.
How would you like to be out of Arkham right now and given a chance to take revenge on Batman?
I've actually seen that one, the Lego DC Heroes.
Yeah, they actually have like voice actors. There's actual voice acting in the game.
That's absolutely amazing.
I mean, I haven't seen that in any other game, voice acting. But like, they kind of changed the movie. Like, they kind of changed the movie. They don't have exactly the thing that happened in the movie.
Who cares? It was a decent game.
It's a good game. I mean, like, the gameplay is fun and everything is fun.
If you were two. I think we should know one thing, though. A movie licensed game is never going to be great if they actually follow the entire script.
Sequence and
exactly.
Script.
They have to change.
They have to change a bit. Harry Potter 1-4 like 3 years ago. I don't know when it came out. I don't remember when it came out exactly.
Didn't it come like in a combo pack? Not
I think
combo
it came in 2011.
I don't know when it came out. I don't remember when it
okay,
came
guys.
Out when I bought it. But I bought it.
We can all come to a conclusion that all not all, but
most
video game not video game licensed movies, but movie licensed
some
games.
Video game licensed movies even
suck.
Yeah,
more
than movie licensed games.
You wanna know something? I played Harry Potter 1-4 when I was 9, and it was an E10 plus game. And then it was really hard for me.
You know,
I turned 10, and then the next week I play it, and it was the easiest thing I've ever played.
It's an easy game. It's a fun game. It's not. It's a casual.
You know what's one of the best games of all time?
Don't be
Pokemon.
Pokemon. He's a crazy Pokemon fan. Now you just said Pokemon. I just remembered. Me and Mahmoud have Steam. Yeah, Mahmoud, what's your Steam again?
Pokemon.
P-O-K-E-M-A-N-Z.
P-O-K-E-M-A-N-Z.
Yeah. What? We're gonna have everybody say this. What's your PSN?
Daston 100, capital D-A-S-T-A-N, 100, baby.
What about you? PSN.
My PSN is Jurani. Capital J O U R A N I.
And my Steam username is J Kazali. It's J K H A Z A L I. So add us on Steam or PSN.
If you want.
We're if you want.
Forcing you.
We're not
if you want.
And if you want to play Borderlands 2 with me, ask my permission first.
Yeah, but you can actually have set your settings
okay.
to actually accept someone. So today,
make sure that when you're playing games, make sure they're good games. So we'll actually play with you. If you're playing a movie license games and you invite us, we're not gonna come.
And
we're not coming.
So today's show is basically done. Any last words?
Bye bye.
Bye everybody.
So we will see you next week on either Thursday or Friday.
If you give me money, I'll tell you where my hood lives.
All right, see you next week.